This is Governor John Baldacci. While the national economy continues to be held within the grips of a global financial crisis, there are some early indications that we may be settling out. Now, don't get me wrong, our country is a long way from economic stability and getting out of this recession, but there are signs that we are starting to pull out. Here in Maine, we've experienced budget gaps as a result of the recession that far exceeded anyone's expectations from a year ago. Simply put, people are not spending as much money, the state isn't collecting as much revenue, so our spending must be reduced to balance the budget. I emphasize that spending must be reduced to balance the budget, because I pledged from the beginning that we'll get through this by sharing the sacrifice and that raising taxes to balance the budget is not an option. We've made those reductions in spending. This biennial budget is $500 million less than its predecessor. First time this state has had a budget smaller than the previous one in the last 30 years. Now, while revenue forecasts indicate that we're going to need to continue to make reductions in spending for the immediate future, we've also made it a priority to make investments that will position Maine as a leader once the recession is over. Despite all of the global financial hardships, Maine has continued to invest in transportation infrastructure, roads and bridges, ports and rail, to meet the needs of our economic development engine, tourism and manufacturing, and for our citizens alike. We'll continue to invest in natural resources and things that make Maine special, and we'll continue to invest our most precious natural resources, our people. By making investments in the business climate of Maine, we're investing in opportunities for our people to succeed. We're able to send a strong message this year that Maine is open for business. The business equipment tax has been repealed. Maine income taxes have dropped from 8.5% to 6.5%, and we've expanded the Pine Tree Economic Development Benefit Program statewide. It's one of the most aggressive economic development strategies in the country. It forgives taxes for manufacturing businesses that either relocate or expand here in our state. International Wood Fuels, a leading wood pellet manufacturer, is building a 30,000 square foot facility to employ at least 35 to 50 people in Burnham, Maine. International Wood Fuels is also making a $20 million investment in this project, one that is somewhat unique in nature. They'll be co-locating in Burnham with Pride Manufacturing, making both operations more efficient, more profitable through combined resources. International Wood Fuels searched throughout northern New England to find a location, but this company saw the value of Maine people and the abundance of our natural resources and realized that savings could be seen through co-locating with Pride Manufacturing, and it understood the benefits of the Pine Tree Zone program. In 5 years, the Pine Tree Zone program has certified 213 businesses, which have reported plans to create more than 6,500 jobs, investing nearly $700 million in Maine. The jobs alone are expected to generate $203 million in payroll annually. A few weeks ago, I was told the story of two businesses investing in Maine just days following the statewide expansion of the program. TD Bank North announced its plans to expand its presence and its workforce in Auburn. And in Augusta, we're preparing to welcome Boldic Technology. The technology company solidified their plans to expand and relocate in Augusta last month, bringing 18 new high technology jobs with them to start. And we also celebrated Hannaford's investment in Augusta earlier this week, opening the most environmentally advanced supermarket in the country. Hannaford's new LEED certified supermarket officially opens this weekend at the site of the old Coney High School in Augusta. The company's not just making investments in a new building for its customers, but they're investing in ways to save energy, save money, and to help save our environment. This is the type of investment that will pay off for generations. Our state's in a good position. We're facing some tough times, but we're looking forward and planning for the day when the global economy is once again stable and the country's workforce is once again bolstered. While it may not seem possible to see a silver lining around this financial dark cloud, it does exist. Now is the time to use our Yankee ingenuity, our frugality, improving efficiency, and restructuring the way that we do business so it makes more sense and to help our people to continue to grow and prosper. And by working together and staying focused on our goals and opportunities, down the road our state will be getting through this recession stronger than before. Thank you for listening and have a great weekend.